dark up and blue. Don't let us hang around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boy should grown up shiftless chitter. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue, we got no time for segregating. Let's talk about brown and yellow too. How yellow, yeah, can't you tell? You're just the surface of our dark deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color, same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story.
Welcome back to Challenges of Faith Radio Program. I'm Gary McCants. Thank you for joining. Challenges of Faith radio program was formed for the purpose of strengthening and or re-strengthening the believer of the household of faith. In essence, what the Bible says is iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And you can find that in Proverbs 27, verse 17. I'd like to give honor to God. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Do you know where the safest countries on earth is? If World War III starts, do you know? You've heard me talk about over and over A through Z types of emergencies for any skin tone, not just certain zip codes. But where are you going? Do you even know? Have you even taken the time to do your research on behalf of yourself, your partner, your children, your relatives? You know, come on, brethren, have you done that? Respect of where you live at around the globe. Why not? Oh, you don't care. Oh, you're just living for the second. Okay. Well, ponder if you want to. For any type of emergency, there are people relying on you, especially if you are a leader, or you want it to be, or you walked over other people to become one. What are you going to do for the people? Because they're trusting you. And speaking of trust, because, you know, I'm all about relationship. When you got up and went outside your door, you met somebody you never met before. Or you've met them before. They have A through Z titles that you put your trust in because of their title. You know it's true. But you hear about the doctor in Dallas that was found guilty of tampering with an IV bag? Michelle Greer wrote about it. She wrote that a Dallas anesthesiologist, Dr. Renato Ortiz Jr., has been found guilty of poisoning at a North Texas surgical center. He was formerly employed by Baylor Scott and White Surgicare, found guilty on 10 counts of tampering with a consumer product and the adulteration of drugs. The federal jury in Dallas returned this verdict after deliberating around 7 hours. Did you hear about it? You did? Oh. So the individuals you go to, you know them? Don't you want to know them? You're putting your life in their hands, or whatever you're trying to obtain or purchase for your life or for somebody that you know. Did you hear about the parental control app that's exposing live GPS location of kids on the internet? Did you hear about that? Kid Security, a popular parental control app, has leaked sensitive information about children for the second time. This time exposing GPS locations and private messaging on minor devices. Second time now. The Cyber News research team discovered that the app's developers failed to configure authentication for their Kafka broker cluster, which leaked a large amount of sensitive data collected from minors' phones. The data was accessible to anybody, including malicious actors, for more than a year. With more than 1 million downloads on Google Play, Kids Security provides parents with services to track their children's location, control digital interactions, and listen to the sounds around the child to ensure safety. The app worked in tandem with another app called Tigro, which has over 500,000 downloads. And both apps are developed by the same company headquartered in Kazakhstan. The data leaked minors' social media messages, including Instagram, WhatsApp, Telegram, Viper, email addresses, IP addresses, app store information, country profile, country currencies used for transaction, subscription start and expiration date, list of apps installed on phones and their usage statistics, rewards granted for kids, granted to kids for completing tasks such as doing chores or participating in sports, audio recordings of minors' environment, device locations, device battery levels, other periodically sent metadata. This is the second time the app has failed to secure access to its systems. Last year, the team found that the app mishandled authentication to its systems and leaked over 300 million records with private user data, including 21,000 telephone numbers, 31,000 email addresses, and partial payment information. The leaked data was likely accessed by threat actors. Cyber News has contacted the company, but a response has yet to be received. And speaking of data, is your telephone, personal phone that is it safe? Emily Nava said that Americans spend much of their time on their phones texting, calling, browsing, social media, looking up things of interest, and much more. According to the Pew Research Center, 97% of Americans own a cell phone, and that you spend an average of 4 hours and 30 minutes a day on your mobile devices and check your phones 144 times per Consumer Affairs. And when using these cellular devices, most of you do not consider where your collected and stored data goes, who has access to it. And so the question is being asked, are the activities of you in the United States, but wait a minute, those of you in other countries that listen to the program, how about your countries too? The question is, are the information really private on your personal devices? With technological advances, artificial intelligence, and high social media usage, the user data from cell phones is more at risk than ever. Depending on the network, the data at risk can include location information, health information, religious identity, sexual orientation, facial recognition imagery, private messages, personal photos, and more. According to the Electronic Privacy Information Center, personal data held by social media platforms is also vulnerable to being accessed and misused by third parties, including law enforcement agencies. In 2023, there were 353,027,892,000 reported victims of compromised data, according to the Identity Theft Resource Center. T-Mobile experienced the highest number of breaches, with 37 million victims impacted. All right, T-Mobile users, did you know anything about it? Did you hear about it? A large portion of apps collect more data than one may realize. According to a 2021 study by experts at pCloud, the Swiss cloud storage service, 52% of apps share user data with third parties. Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn share the highest percentage of data with third parties. 79%, 57%, and 50% respectively. The study revealed that 80% of apps collect personal information for their company's own marketing purposes, with Facebook and Instagram both using about 86% of the data collected for such purposes. Apps can collect and share anything from your personal information and user content to search and browsing history to analyze you, as a profile for themselves and other apps, according to the study. The information can be used for more than just marketing purposes, however. According to a letter by Senator Ron Wyden, sent to the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, a surveillance program known as Data Analytical Services has allowed federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies to track phone calls of AT&T customers in the United States for years. Did you know about it? Did you hear about any of that? The program provides access to information on phone calls like the time, date, and length of the call, and in some cases, location information. DAS searches can provide not only the phone records of the target of the search, but also the phone records of each person who communicated with the target, according to Epic. The program, formerly known as Hemisphere, is funded by the federal government and has been in use since at least 2007, according to the New York Times. Now, you know, it's 2024. This information has been designated law enforcement sensitive, which is meant to restrict its public release, the senator wrote in the letter. I have serious concerns about the legality of this surveillance program, and the materials provided by the Department of Justice contain troubling information that would justifiably outrage many Americans and other members of Congress. So the question is, what is being done to protect user privacy? A few weeks ago, the U.S. House of Representatives voted in favor of a bill banning TikTok. Oh, you know TikTok, don't you? You know the one that your children are all involved in, your grandchildren, and you too. Oh, and you too over there. Oh, and you too. Those in favor expressed concerns about private data being collected as previously covered by the Dallas The bill is currently awaiting consideration in the Senate. We must ensure the Chinese government cannot weaponize TikTok against American users and our government through data collection and propaganda. The Texas Data Privacy and Security Act, a comprehensive consumer data privacy law, was passed in June 2023. The act regulates the collection, use, processing, and treatment of consumers' personal data by certain businesses and imposes a civil penalty for noncompliance. The act gives residents in Texas the right to confirm whether a controller is processing personal data and accessing the personal data, correct inaccuracies in their data, personal data provided by or obtained by the consumer, obtain a copy of their data if available in a portable and readily usable format, opt out of processing personal data for targeted advertising, the sale of personal data, or its use for profiling. The law would go into effect July the 1st. Several other states, including Florida, Oregon, and Montana, have signed into law similar measures that would go into effect this year, according to White and Case. In February of 2023, Governor Greg Abbott required all state agencies to ban TikTok from all state-owned and state-issued devices and networks, according to a press release. The city of Dallas launched a new app to help combat cybersecurity threats in January of 2023, as covered by the Dallas Express. Dallas Secure is a mobile app powered by Symperium that aims to protect personal information stored Public safety comes first in Dallas, and cybersecurity is a form of public safety. Mayor Eric Johnson said in a press release, it is critical for our residents and for businesses to remain vigilant about their online safety in the 21st century economy. We must work collaboratively to ensure that Dallas is on the cutting edge when it comes to stopping cybersecurity threats. So what are some of the good privacy practices that each of us should be following? Think about it while I take a sip of my water. You don't mind, do you? It also gives you a chance to take a sip of yours. The National Security Agency shared several tips on how to better protect personal device information. First, I know you're writing it down. Disable Bluetooth when not in use on your phone. Disable it. Matter of fact, all your devices. Do not connect to public Wi-Fi networks. Consider using a protective case that drowns the microphone to block room audio. Camera when not in use. Use strong lock screen pins and passwords. Maintain a minimal amount of apps. You know, those apps you got on your phone, you know, those thousands of apps. Update the device's software as soon as new updates become available. And enable location services when not needed. And do not have sensitive conversations on the device. And power the device on and off weekly. Do you do any of that? And since we were talking about TikTok, did you hear about the former TikTok employee who claimed that he was ordered to send U.S. data to China? Yeah, you know, those of you out there just having a good time on TikTok. A former senior employee at TikTok said that he was ordered to send American user data to Beijing-based parent company BitDance, contradicting TikTok's public claims of operating independently from China, according to a Fortune report published. Evan Turner, a senior data scientist for TikTok from April to September 2022, told Fortune that every 2 weeks, TikTok had him email spreadsheets containing millions of American users' data to BitDance employees in Beijing, including the users' names, email addresses, IP addresses, and demographics. Turner said he literally worked on a project that gave U.S. data to China, even though TikTok had launched Project Texas in March 2022, promising. Here we go, trust now. Promising U.S. officials that it would stop sharing American user data with its Chinese parent company and keep the data in U.S.-based data centers. There were Americans that were working in upper management that were completely complicit in this, Turner said. Now think about that. What was the motive of those Americans? Was it the love of money? Think about that. The former senior data scientist said that while his supervisor was switched from a BitDance or ByteDance executives in Beijing to an American manager in Seattle, a human resources representative told he would in reality still report to the Beijing-based BitDance executive. Turner said he never met with the American manager and continued to have weekly meetings with the BitDance executive. And even though a spreadsheet is probably a very tiny percentage of all of the information that TikTok collects, it can be extremely targeted and very damaging to certain people. Antoine Dabur, executive director of the Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute, told Fortune, everyone should be really concerned. Now here you got these experts sounding the alarm, been sounding the alarm. Who's really listening? Why would people not listen, people in authority, to protect the people? U.S. lawmakers in January grilled TikTok CEO over his company's alleged ties to the Chinese Communist Party. after both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump voiced national security concerns and tried to restrict the video sharing platform's operation in the United States. Say what? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Did you hear that the brethren, the Christian man that was killed in Uganda, the mother and daughter burned for their faith? You keep hearing me pose the question. I know the answer. Why followers of Jesus Christ are the ones that you keep hearing about globally that's being persecuted? An evangelist was slain, and a mother and her 10-year-old daughter suffered serious burns for their faith in separate incidents in eastern Uganda, for their faith, not because they did anything to anybody, for their faith. Lord willing, coming up in the morning, we return to the book of Esther. We ask the question why the leader of Persia, now known as Iran, couldn't go to sleep. Remember now, we're talking about a man who wants to exterminate the Jewish nation, Israel. He's got this leader to sign off on it. But the leader can't sleep. Why not? Where's God at? And then return 6 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or whatever cast you're listening to. I'm going to interview William Owens as relates to the collaboration of authors. You want to tune in for you. Stop looking for validation from people who aren't even valid. And remember, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. He lived for me. He died for me. He rose for me. He intercedes for me. And guess what? He's coming back for me. Is he for you? We're talking about Jesus the Christ, the world's only hope. In your spare time, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4, and read it for you, for you, for you. But did you hear all about what I just shared? And what you going to do with that knowledge? Where's the watchman at around the globe?
Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby kissed his lungs. But daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knees. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the path, and daddy can't sign, and it can't be seen, the family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey, serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change, it's a brand new day. to me and plus the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's head. She knows the sleeping giant is no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry, go ahead and cry, 'cause Jesus wept, but hope and faith be kept. It's a new day. The die has been cast, and there's no need to fear, 'cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep, tell mother not to moan, we need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry, the time's dictated plan, Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you've misunderstood, but hold on to your man, 'cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
a change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind.
Beware of the lies and false prophecy. We are many with the eyes, but don't all really see. You must be merciful, my friend, to obtain the same. So if you break the chain, don't pass the blame. We should say unto all, and I'll say it again, it's not just to win, shake a hand, make a friend. We who are pure at heart somehow might see there's still light in the world. Come rejoice with me. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a
change
day.
Of mind for the human race.
It's
a new
day.
World order, a brand new day. A change of mind for the human race.
It's a new day.
Yeah, no, it's a brand new day.